Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back.
We're back.
Look at us.
You can see us
in video.
Oh my
together.
Gosh.
Together. It's been a journey, you guys. We are doing a home setup and it's actually really stunning, but
that
it's
was
hard
a
to
lot
set
harder than we thought for sure. I definitely practiced like last night, had all the wrong stuff, had to do an Amazon overnight delivery for so many things, and then basically spent 3 hours setting up today. So
yes, we have. So it'll get easier as we go.
Yeah. So if you hear noises,
I don't think you will because we have a
good
setup.
I mean, there's a baby in the background. There's a dog in the background. So if a delivery man comes, end game, but that's okay. We will just work with what we can. Right now, you guys. Okay. So I feel like I'm going to have to remember to like just keep looking at the right camera, you guys.
Really? We're getting thrown off with like where to look. Like if we want to be looking at you guys or each other.
Yeah. We're going to get better. I think this first setup was just a little rough. And Mercury is in retrograde.
Yeah. Mercury's in retrograde. So, that means technical difficulties.
But we persisted. We did it.
We did it.
And
honestly, I'm so proud of us. I was scared. This device looks like it's something from the 90s, truly. Like it's like this big.
How is everyone
with a bunch of buttons?
I know. It's okay. So we're here. We're back. It has been 6 months, which is so crazy. I don't think we planned for it to be like that. It just kind of happened.
Life just happened.
And we're okay with that.
Yeah.
We were good with it. It felt good. Now feels like a right time to come back to you guys, to come chat. And I just feel like anytime I did a question box or anything or like post, like people would just comment like, when's the podcast coming back? Like we miss you guys. And I feel like that's why we came back because you guys were so sweet and supportive because we're honestly sometimes not sure. And we've said that before, but we love you guys so much and all the messages that encouraged us to do this. Thank you, because I feel like we're coming back better than ever.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like it was much needed, especially you. Like, you guys, Alyssa's a mother.
I know, you
a
guys.
A little mother.
I
She's gonna be our first guest on the podcast.
Gave birth in December, which is so crazy. I feel like I thought maternity leave would look a certain way and we'd be back in like 6 weeks and I'd be feeling good in 6 weeks. And like that 6 weeks mark that you have that doctor's appointment checkup, I was going to be like cleared and good to go. And it was – could not be more opposite. Like I was still unwell. Walking was still pretty hard. Mm-hmm. I feel like my pelvic floor – like you don't realize what your pelvic floor can and can't do until you can't do your pelvic floor things, which includes walking. So that was like a huge setback for me. And then that just affects your mental health because it's like I'm supposed to be outside walking, getting exercise, and I literally can't. So that was a whole other situation. But I did post my birth story in a reel. So I don't want to do the whole thing on this podcast because this podcast is already going to be long. So if you want to hear my birth story, it's on the reel on my profile. But I feel like, yeah, giving birth, having a baby is just like such a life-changing experience, obviously. But it was literally during the holidays. So I feel like it was all such a blur. So it was like Thanksgiving. And then I gave birth in the beginning of December. And then it's my birthday. And then it's Christmas. And then it's New Year's. Like it's literally such a busy time of year. It's all such a blur. But now I think that we're kind of out of that. It's a lot easier to kind of just take it in and all that. And we also, my mom moved in with us and thank God, like it has been such a different experience having her live with us and just help. Like having that third person is truly amazing. And I know we are so blessed to be in that position. So I think that's how I've been able to get to this point because without that, like no way. And like right now, Andrew, my mom is running errands. Andrew has the baby. He's like wearing her in the carrier and he's working in his office at home. Like, so it's just like a team effort around the house now. Like it definitely takes a lot more planning. It's like less spur of the moment type situations, but we're here.
Yeah.
here. Yeah, we're doing it. And I'm a whole mother. And it's so weird to be like, I'm a mom. I have a daughter. I feel like I don't feel like that. I just feel like I have this like little mini baby bestie that I take care of every day.
We seriously, we need to like, when we get more comfortable and same with her, like we have to just like pop her in. Do a little cameo or something. If I can figure it out, I want to put a photo on the screen of what you sent me this morning or when she was like right here.
Oh yeah,
she's so cute. Yeah, she looks like a doll.
We could like insert her, but yeah, so today I think it's just about coming back, catching up, chatting with you guys.
Yay,
we're gonna figure out all the podcasting things, but really excited about this video and upgrading.
I know, upgrading. It feels elevated.
Your girls needed an upgrade.
Yes,
so
right now I think we're gonna do every month. Yes. So we'll have like a ton to talk about. It's going to be like our monthly little catch up.
Yes.
And I think it'll be fun. Like we can upload it beginning of the month.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be really good. We want to do like segments and have just like a ton of things to talk about. So if you guys have ideas of like the segments you want to hear, let us know. But we have like a pretty good idea. And if you see us like looking at our devices, we're just like,
we're podcasters.
Yes, we're podcasters.
I know. I need to get my iPad back. I let a friend borrow it. So I need to get my iPad back. Or we could get cute little podcast cards. I don't know.
But that would be cute.
Okay. So I kind of gave you my update, obviously, having a baby and all that. You have been literally jet setting around the world multiple times.
Honestly, it's weird because I really started this year out with planning to do like a few trips. Yeah. I think I had like two core trips planned and I don't know how it happened. I feel like I did like subconsciously manifest a year of travel before like settling down, having a baby.
Yeah.
And the universe really delivered. I have had like 1 to 2 trips a month. It's been very, very fun. So yeah, I was in the car. I was trying to think about like the places I've been. So pretty much it was I went to Canada, Canary Islands.
Wait, this year?
Yes.
Oh,
Canada, Canary Islands.
Canary Islands.
That was in February.
Okay, I feel like
when I went to Spain with my mom.
Oh, your mom. Oh my God.
Yes.
Literally, it's all a blur for me. Like mom brain is so real, you guys. I can't believe that was this year.
That was like you were freshly fresh had a baby. So it was the very beginning of February.
Yes.
So yeah, January was Canada. Oh, February was Canary Islands. March, that was crazy. March was Ireland, Scotland, London, and Paris. And then April was also London and Paris. And then May was really crazy. This happened very last minute, but it was Thailand, Bahamas, Mallorca, Ibiza. And now it's June, and I'm about to go to Hawaii next week. And then I have Bali the month after. But for some reason, the universe is like, we want you to travel this year and explore. And it's just been like a year of play and exploration, like learning, discovery. I feel like I've learned so many things, really got out of my comfort zone. I've been to a lot of things by myself, but it's been really, really cool. I feel like I've challenged myself a lot this year.
Yeah.
Also, my Saturn return ended this year, and I really, really feel that. I was actually just talking. Okay, by the way, your Saturn return starts when you're 27, 28, and it ends when you're about 30.
Yeah.
So I just ended mine, and I was talking to someone about her Saturn return because she was like, I just started it and I'm really nervous. And I was like, honestly, I had the best time. I learned a lot. And then I woke up truly like around the time where it was supposed to end. And I do feel like a new person. I feel like I'm more confident in myself, but also I think all these new experiences like really help with that.
Love that.
I was kind of like reminiscing when I was on my way here about starting when we started the podcast versus now, because you guys, we started this podcast in 2021.
Isn't that so crazy? Wild? And the OGs know that it started after Clubhouse.
And no one even knows what that is now. Honestly, no one knows what that
crazy.
Is. By the way, that reminds me, on the Ibiza trip, the girls were like 20 years old. And
my head, I'm also 20 years old.
And my friend was talking about when she met her husband, and and one of the girls was like, oh my God, I was 12 when you met. And we were like, oh my God, we're so old. But like these girls and like newer listeners, you probably don't know what Clubhouse is, which is insane. Okay. But no, yeah, a lot of growth has happened since we started the podcast to now. And it's just really cool.
Yeah. And crazy, I think just in our life and like where we were when we started and the advice we would give is so different now, because we were definitely in our like hustle era.
Yeah,
back then, and like literally said yes to everything, did everything, went everywhere, even if it didn't serve us beneficially. But we got a lot of good learning.
We learned from everything,
and like made a lot of connections, networked, and like that was so good for that era. And then we kind of went into like our a little more mature era, like being more selective and elevating ourselves and really defining our brands. And now I feel like we're kind of like in this new chapter, and it's really cool to bring you guys along for it, because now you'll get to see us like, you know, all your different travels, and like me as a mother, I'm hoping to potentially travel at the end of this year, but TBD. It's a lot to leave a baby, and it's a lot to bring a baby. So it's a lot. So we'll see. But
yeah,
you've literally been everywhere. When people ask, "Oh, how's Danielle?" and I'm like, "Well, she's been." And then I think I try to list like all your trips. And I'm like, I think I probably missed some, but yeah,
I love that. When people ask me how you are, I'm like, truly never seen her happier. Like, I feel like you're in such a different, obviously, place in your life than when I met you. But it's like, I feel like I've never seen you glow as much as you do now. Aww. It's really, really sweet.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like I feel so happy and fulfilled with life right now, even though I'm not doing a lot, which is so weird to me because previously, like, I wouldn't equate that with like fulfillment. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then you have a baby and then your whole life changes. And I'm like, I don't even remember my life without a baby at this point. And it's only been 6 months.
Did you see my TikTok I made about that conversation? I like made it. I got home when you asked me, what were we doing? We were talking about this. You're like, I don't even remember what I was doing before I had a baby.
Oh, like,
and
like,
then I was, oh, it was moving to lunch. And I told you about my day, and it was like, oh my God, this is so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm in the like, work productivity equals fulfillment.
Yeah.
But then it's like you kind of have this
Yeah. We were like having this conversation and I was like, my brain can't even comprehend. Like, I cannot even function. Like, it literally forces you to full stop, and then you have to reevaluate everything. Because like, I feel like as a Capricorn type A person, you literally base success, fulfillment, whatever you want to call it, on your productivity. Yes. And then you have a baby and it's like, nope. We're going to twist that, completely change that. Like, that is not how life is anymore. So.
And I feel like that's great. Like, you learn
that. It kind of slaps you in the face and forces you to do it, which I feel like I needed that, because I don't think I would ever do that for myself, because I'd love to be like busy, productive, and always doing all the things. So like, it was like, okay, well, now you're having babies, so you have to, you don't have a choice. So that was great, honestly. So
yeah,
I feel like that's kind of what we've been up to.
Yeah, like in a nutshell, that's what we've been up to.
Because like, I literally don't really leave the house. And like, I feel like all my updates are just like baby milestones. Like, she's 6 months now, which is crazy. It's gone by so fast. And like every month is just like marked by her like little monthly birthday and like the things that she's doing. And like, she's sitting up and babbling, and she's just so happy.
She's such a happy baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So happy. Today I walked in and she was sitting up by herself.
Yeah. Like, crazy. She was just like a little potato. Yeah. That's how we describe her. Like, where did our little potato go? Like, she's like so alert. But yeah, she recognizes Danielle, and it's so cute. It
is. And I feel like she smiles bigger when I'm wearing a lot of pink.
Oh, yeah. She loves pink. Yeah. She has her cute little
girly
pink outfit.
She's such a cutie girly. And Alyssa's had really cute, like, you had a sip and see.
Yeah.
You guys saw that, which I was, oh my God,
that was the day you got back.
Yes.
And the day after you got back.
Yes. You had a sip and see. You've had like another event, right?
No, I don't think so. Because baby shower.
Okay. Baby. Okay. I think I was thinking about the baby shower. Yeah. Yeah. That was stunning.
But it's just like a blur. I feel like everything goes by so fast. So
it really does. This year has been flying by.
We just caught you guys up on everything we've been doing.
Yeah.
Travel, baby, and life, I feel like, is really good. And we're just so happy, and we're happy to be back, and loved all your sweet messages to encourage us back, saying how much you missed it. So I'm really excited about this video component, and hopefully you guys like to watch it. Because I feel like I like to watch podcasts too.
I feel like I'll do either or. Like sometimes like I'll just be driving and listening. But then if I'm like
– if I'm really, at home, I'll watch it.
Especially when I'm editing. Like I like how you can have it in the corner. Yeah. So try that out if you're editing also, girlies. I'm sure you are.
Let us know what you guys think. If you like the video, if you have any suggestions. We are very open to feedback. Again, this is our first time. Fingers crossed that all of our tech works. We have like three different recording devices of audio, three different like video devices. So like hopefully one of them works and,
I'm sure it
and
will.
Our lights stay on. So,
yes.
Okay. Well, I feel like we can dive in. And then, okay, real quick before we go into our segments, your hair. We have to address the hair.
Okay, guys.
I feel like the hair is like.
That's a big update.
Yeah.
Do you guys notice? Because honestly, I feel like a lot of people don't. Because
I was like, I honestly like miss my long hair. Like next time I go, I think I'm going to get my long hair back.
I love long hair. Okay, so.
I like your long hair.
Our friend, Kayla, she does hair. And it took me a year to finally go to her after.
It's okay.
Like, I just feel like as a blonde, it's so hard to find someone you trust. And I hadn't gone to someone for 10 years. I'm not even joking you. Like, I'm just afraid. I've been burned so many times when I was little. Like, I would leave salons crying. And what was I doing? I don't even know. People just, like, couldn't do my hair right. And then it would just burn off. And then I would hate it. It was this constant cycle. So I think I have trauma from that. But, yeah, I went to Kayla. She is absolutely amazing. She owns Pearl Street Studio in San Clemente. And she just gave me this like dimension that I've been needing and looking for. And
it's
I feel like
stunning.
Like it's, I love it so much. I thought I would be like so scared to go darker, but it just feels so much more natural. It complements my features. Like it actually matches my eyebrows now. And it's not like this one tone. Like it just felt like an immature color, I guess. I don't know how else to describe it. It just felt like a very like young and I don't know. I had no dimension. So I finally did that. And then she also put sew-in extensions, which obviously
I was gonna say,
my
you
life
went
has
from
changed.
Like clip-in
life is changed.
Forever to
forever.
Sew-in.
I had clip-in extensions for also 10 years. I was literally putting them in every single day. And I was like really insecure about it because people were like shook every time I told them. And like, I don't know. I just like didn't talk about my hair ever, literally ever.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't really know how to address it. And I just was insecure about my like natural hair in general. So this, first of all, you cannot even see where it starts and ends.
No.
Like she did an
so
insane
good.
Job. I love it so much. She also does Alyssa's hair. Do you have extensions in right now?
Yeah. Right before I gave birth, I got one row of extensions put in because I don't know, like people talk about postpartum hair loss and all that. And like, luckily haven't like really dealt with that. So that's been great. But I was nervous. I was like, I feel like one row will just help me feel a lot better. So I love my one row.
Love that. I have three, three rows and I'm like put in a fourth. Like I just love big, thick, long hair. I love it so much. So yes, that's a little hair update.
The first time I saw it, I was like shook. I could not get over it. I was like, oh my God. Like I couldn't even stop thinking about it.
I know. It was so good. And I was like, I noticed the difference, but I wonder if other people could. Like I didn't think Josh would be able to. And I remember like Josh's reaction. He walked in, he was like, oh wow. Like I remember he was like shook by it. And I'm like, that's when you know when the man can recognize it. Yeah, that's when you know. So
okay.
It's a little
love
empty.
It. I just feel like we had to talk about the hair.
Yeah.
That's a big change.
It is a big change.
And it's stunning.
I love
gorgeous.
It. Thank
love
you.
It. Okay. So we're going to do different segments on the podcast now. I feel like we kind of broke it down. We'll do our standard influences, all that, and then just do like a little social report of all things social media, things that are going on that we've noticed, things we're trying, things we're doing, features we like, don't like, blah, blah, all that stuff. And then we'll do like – this week we're going to do, or this month we're going to do a Q&A because we put up a little Q&A box as a little sneak peek if you guys saw it and you guys submitted some really good questions. So I think we're going to do that for this episode.
Yeah. Perfect.
So I feel like buckle up. It's going to be probably a slightly long episode, but we love it and we have to catch up and share all the things. So, okay. First one is influences of the month. So any monthly favorites or things you've been using?
Oh my gosh. Like I feel like I've gone through, I could go all the way back to January, but okay. Top of mind right now, if I had to pick one thing, I love the brand Rose. Have you?
Yes, I use the leave-in conditioner.
It's literally amazing. Mm-hmm. Every single product. Also, going back to the extensions, so I had my 8-week touch-up and mm-hmm. like they move up the extensions. Yeah. And she said that it's like really rare to have it as good as I had it. Like I had no knots, I guess. And I guess,
oh my God,
really
my first one I had knots because I was so afraid to brush over it.
Okay.
So I was scared to brush and like scared to like shampoo. I had no idea how to do it. So I didn't like brush where it was. Oh, I would skip over it and there were some knots in mine for sure.
But it's so weird because I've literally been like jumping in the ocean, like going on the, like on boats, like
on the beach.
On the beach, like sand literally in my hair. And I don't know how, but my hair was still extremely soft, like so soft and no knots, no anything. Like she was so surprised. But what I was using every single day is the Rose Hair Milk Serum. I feel like it makes your hair so soft. It is so good, dude. I just ordered more on Sephora. It is amazing. I need to DM them because, first of all, I've never DM'd them, but I tag them in everything. I literally love everything. And I use the Kayla gave me the shampoo and conditioner samples and so many of them. So I was taking them on my trips and I just used those. And I put them in, I guess this is a good summer tip. Now that it's June, but I would put the conditioner in before I would go into the ocean. And I really do think that helped. Hopefully it's like safe. Ooh. Hopefully it's safe for the ocean. I'm not really sure. I think it is.
It's clean.
You guys, this is
great.
Don't mind me. Let's just
keep going. I know, you guys. Sorry about this light. We're figuring it out. But yeah, so I guess it would have to be that brand in general, but specifically the hair milk serum. It's amazing. Keeps my extensions really, really soft. I think it played a huge part in like how they're still so good. Mm-hmm. Love that. And they have like this air thickening spray I just ordered this like oil and heat protectant. I don't know. I've never heard of this brand until she told me about it. And now I'm obsessed.
I think it's Clean Beauty as well.
Oh, perfect.
I think. Okay, don't quote me, but I think.
Yeah. Okay, love. I feel like that's my big influence right now. I feel like I could say so many.
Love that.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't even know where to like pick from.
I know. Honestly, if you have a few, we could talk about it.
I just think for me, a really good body oil and body lotion, because I feel like all like everything's going back and like mm-hmm. stretching. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. We were talking about this at my sip and see. And then my friend Heather, who couldn't make it, dropped off a gift for me, or her husband did. So sweet. It was that Cycler brand.
Oh my God.
That we were talking about. Yes. And she did. It was like the body oil, the lotion, and there's something else in there. I think it's serum.
Sweet. Like, was it a set?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, I love that.
And so, yeah, I just like – I'm applying it every day constantly. And so I feel like I just need a good one. And I feel like that has been.
Wait, which one is it? It's the lotion? Or is it all of it?
All of it.
Okay, it's the lotion, the serum.
Uh-huh.
Is there another one?
Did I say?
I'm trying to try it all.
Body oil?
Wow.
I don't know exactly. But yeah, it's so good. And I love it so much. It smells so good. And I feel like I look all the time. And I just feel like the products right now in the stage that I'm in, the products that I use are just my go-to, the constants. I'm not really adding in a bunch of new stuff.
She's staying
sorry.
Off.
Sorry, the slide is
– I know.
You're done. You're done next time. It's okay. But yeah, I just need good products that I can rely on and that I like, because I feel like I'm not incorporating a ton of new stuff. So – that's really good. I'm just trying to think of like.
Also with the brand Cycler, I think you would love the deodorant. You guys, that's
also. Oh my
also,
gosh.
Did you get
no,
the deodorant?
I need to. That's
so. Okay. I usually have it with me. I literally bring it with me because it's
I
so
need
good.
To.
I have the vanilla Cycler deodorant. It's so clean. Like I think
love
my friend
that.
Put it. I think she put it through Yucca or she just looked at the ingredients and she was like, yeah, it's clean. That and
there's EWG
that,
too.
What's that?
Like a website you can put things into that rates the ingredient or like gives it a grade.
With the deodorant too, it has, I think it's called mandelic acid, and it brightens your underarms. Like, so you don't have like discoloration, or like some people's underarms are darker. I think I have that and I have discoloration. So it like actively brightens up your armpits. Mm-hmm. So love that. And I just got the Cycler tanning lotion and I do like it.
Okay.
It's really subtle. I think I have it on right now. Okay. I like it. It's really subtle. It can streak a little bit. And if you're not actively putting lotion on every single day, oh my God, I had like 3 coats on at one point. It was really good, but then it did like really come off poorly. But if I need like a quick little warm up, it's really easy and I actually do like it, but it's not for like if you're trying to get really dark, because more than one coat, like I don't know. I need to figure it out, but I love that brand. I'm glad you have that stuff.
So excited, but I do need to try the deodorant.
Yeah, I think you'd like it because you don't use a natural one, right?
I switch off.
Okay.
Yeah, I switch off. Like this whole thing.
I switch off.
Sometimes a natural deodorant gives one of my armpits a little rash, and I asked the dermatologist if that's normal, and she said, yeah.
Oh, bless you. Oh. I should have brought it because then you could try it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, for Sephora, you can I don't know if that's gross, but you can return it.
Yeah, if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get it because I really want to try it. So, yeah. But also, side note, I was thinking for another segment, we do trends for that month, like fashion trends of that.
I forgot to put that in.
Because I was going to say, I feel like a lot of my favorites, we can talk about it now,
we should add that in.
A lot of favorites. Okay. We'll add that in then. I'll save it. Okay. I'm just trying to find any favorites that I've written down because I've been trying to do like a series on Instagram of my monthly favorites. So I feel like I have to write everything down now, you guys, because my brain, which is just so frustrating, can't remember anything. And I drop things all the time. It drives me crazy. I drop things.
This is literally my everyday. Like, actually, like, I will be holding my phone and just drop it flat on its face and it'll crack. Like, that's my everyday. No,
that's literally me now. I'm like, what? So I have to write everything down. But I feel like a lot of this –
do you have things written?
For, favorites. But I feel like they kind of fall into trends.
We could go into trends.
Another thing that I really do like really quick is the Summer Fridays Lip Butter Balm. It's just so good. The vanilla one, the Summer Friday.
Wait, I just had it.
Yes.
I just used it. Oh, yes. My God. That one is so good. I think it was their birthday one. It's the strawberry milkshake.
The one that does not make my lips dry.
Really? Okay. It smells amazing. It smells like I just ate Froyo. Mm.
I love vanilla or mint.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's my other go-to, I would say.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. Honestly,
next
I feel
time
like
I'll come more prepared with
rose
my monthly
and the rose skin hair care. Cycler. Yeah. Love those.
Okay. Love. Some new products for you guys. Yeah. I feel like we haven't talked about these before.
I know.
Before.
Also, Rana, but did you try the new Rode stuff?
I haven't gotten it in yet.
Okay. Neither. I mean, it's sold out and I really want to try it.
Okay. Side note on that. I would love to be on. I got gifting from them one time. And that's it. That. So just how do I get on the reoccurring list? Because it just seems like everybody gets it.
It looks so good.
But the day that I went on to buy it, I was in a queue for 20 minutes to check out.
Okay. I think Hailey Bieber hit the preteens. And
so
they
found
are die
it?
Hard. Yes. They're the girlies on making their mother's wait in line for this stuff, I think.
Okay, well, it's going to hit Sephora soon. So keep a lookout on that because it will be on Sephora.
Yeah, it's sold out on Sephora. I was honestly going to try to go in person, down the street and see if it's there. But probably not. I feel the preteens are hard in this area. There's
are.
A lot
they
in this
are.
Area. Yeah.
So, yeah, I did order it, but I haven't gotten it yet. So
Was it pre-order?
No. I think they just literally got so many orders and broke the internet.
I really want to try it.
Because it was it looks so good.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wanted it.
Oh, I just thought of my other beauty obsession right now. Freckles. Faux
freckles.
Yeah. I cannot stop you guys. Literally, I get sad if I can't, if I'm at
oh
something.
My God, it's giving Pippi Longstocking.
I just love it.
Do you know
I
who that is? Pippi Longstocking?
Wait, what is she from again?
Okay, wait. It's oh my gosh.
I see it in my head, but I can't remember.
I think she has red hair and braids.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, I had this doll actually.
Yes. Okay.
No, I'm obsessed with it. That's what it's given. I think it's just, especially with my hair and having more of this brown dimension in my hair and then adding the brown freckles, I love it. I think it gives you the perfect beachy look.
And like sun-kissed.
Yes, sun-kissed. Natural. And it also makes you look like you're not wearing makeup.
I'm screaming. I don't remember.
No, I know. Like that looks like Raggedy Ann or something.
You guys, so I don't even know if you can see. Show the camera. Okay, that's kind of scary.
Yeah,
I just don't remember her. Like, why are the braids up, not down?
Yeah, I don't really remember that either.
But I thought she was wearing a cute little white and blue gingham outfit. Not here.
I can't remember.
Okay,
but yeah, freckles. That's also my obsession. I'm developing freckle blindness now. I understand the tattoos girls are getting. Have you seen the freckle tattoos?
No.
People like get them tattooed on their face and it like it looks absolutely insane at first and then it fades and looks really good, but
oh my god.
Yeah, so I guess those are actually all my core obsessions.
Okay,
right now.
Love that.
Yeah,
I feel like I need to come prepared next time.
Okay, with the list. Well,
okay,
maybe my I bad, feel like the bad. People like the girlies want to probably hear about like how we feel about like social media and I don't know.
So, and like baby stuff?
Like,
oh.
Yeah.
So wait, okay. Should we do trends first or social media or like how should we do this? Sorry, we're a little chaotic today, you guys.
Social media? Okay, yeah, maybe let's do social media first. And then we'll go into trends.
Yeah. And then the Q&A. Oh my God, yes. We have a lot to do. Okay. Go ahead, because I lost my
person, honestly. Okay, you guys, we're going to get into the social report. We're trying to, like, figure out cute names for these segments. Yeah. We think, like, as we go on, we'll have, like, a social report and we'll have a life report.
Love that.
Just, like, talk about.
And a trend report.
Yeah. Oh, and a trend report. Okay, we're reporting the news.
So good.
Literally. Okay, the social report. So it's been a while. It's been 6 months.
A lot has happened.
A lot has happened.
So much.
I don't even – was – okay, yeah, edits was for sure out.
Yeah. But, like, updates to edits and things. Like, you told me the version thing.
Oh, my God, you guys. Okay, I guess this is, like, the latest. So I went to this – it was cute. Edits had this little camp edits thing. It was an event, like, 2 weeks ago, I want to say. And I went – there by myself. It was really cute. Met a friend and it's kind of like nerve-wracking.
Also, if you're new here, we have the best podcast episode for going to events alone.
Yeah.
So good.
And honestly, I love listening to podcasts while I'm driving to an event by myself, especially, but that's a good one. But yeah, so I went and pretty much they had like their speakers and then they were like talking about what's new on edits and stuff. So the newest thing right now that I think everyone's gonna be obsessed with because it's not fully rolled out, but I'm sure maybe, and if you haven't seen these videos, there's like these videos going viral right now about how you can use Claude Workspace to kind of like analyze your content and like tell you what you can do better.
And we talked about this, but I'm
making me spiral.
I'm just scared to like connect my Instagram to Claude because also apparently AI can just go into your account and delete everything.
And then it just like for security breach reasons, like that's scary in general.
Right.
But so edits released their own version of like a ChatGPT/Claude in edits. So literally you ask the little AI thingy in edits. You can ask it anything, you guys. It's actually insane.
So cool.
You can ask it to analyze your latest reel, analyze your 10 last reels, why they did well, why they didn't. It'll give you like hook ideas, literally anything you want to ask.
It I will hope I help get you strategize. Soon.
I don't know I when this. They're rolling it out. Like, can so you pretty ask much, them? Yeah, honestly, I should.
When is this coming out?
I should. I think on the day they had camp edits, they said they had an article released today about it, but I haven't seen it.
Great.
So I'm sure it's coming. And by the way, you guys, if you haven't done this already, there's a setting in edits and it's just the beta setting. And if you turn that on, you'll get access to like the things they have in beta mode. So also in beta mode is versions. So you can create versions of the projects you have in edits. So you don't have to keep duplicating them.
Just so nice.
Which is really nice. So like it's just in one spot and then there's like different versions. However, my one problem with that, which I actually need to email them this because I can't believe you can't do this. You can only make the versions of the first version, but I don't know if you've been playing around with it.
Yeah.
I always like my second version and then my third version more. And I want to make a version of the second and third, but you can only make new versions of the first. And then with the second and third, like if you really like those, you can't go in and duplicate those because it's all under the first version. So that's my one bone to pick.
But I wish for trial reel specifically, you could publish all your versions at one time.
Oh, like share to your feed?
No, just trial reels. So from versions, from edits, if you post it, it posts all the three versions that you have. Honestly, so you can test to see like which text on screen does better or which cut or whatever.
Yeah. So now you have to do it individually, right?
Right. You have to download each one and then upload it and post it like each time. Yeah. So it would be so cool if you could just like get it set and then like post it. Yeah. Because it's trial reels.
Yeah.
And you're just testing different versions.
Yeah, because you'd have to like change the caption. But I guess like, yeah that makes sense.
But yeah, so I feel like a lot going on with edits
and
reels.
AI,
I feel like reels was having a whole moment, but then I feel like now carousels are back and then it's like the art of the carousel, and then now literally just released I think this week was the captions for each one. And I don't know if this is a hot take or if anyone agrees or if it's just me, but I'm like, this is too much.
Yeah,
I wish like I miss the days where we could post a cute little outfit carousel, post, call it a day.
Yeah.
But now it's like this whole like construction scene that you have to build, like this whole post, and like it's a lot. And like maybe that's me because like I have a baby and I just don't have time. And so I feel like I don't post as much now because I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to like build out this whole thing or curate this whole thing. And now I have to do a caption per photo. Like,
I have not paid attention to that at all.
I've seen one or two people do it, but like, I love you, but I'm swiping and I'm looking at your photos. Right. I'm not reading your captions. Like, I don't know if that's me or if that's
honestly, I haven't seen anyone do it because I don't even think I am looking at the captions when I'm like
swiping. Yeah, I've seen one person do it, but like, I don't think you would notice unless you were looking.
Yeah.
So
that's so true. Maybe it'll catch on and. There's always like a strategy someone like puts to something.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it's going to be really good for SEO. That's why I would do it.
Correct.
But it's like, around with that.
I feel like it's just pulling out of like the fun and the whimsy out of Instagram because then everything, it's like, oh, I have to do this for SEO or I have to do this because Instagram wants to feature. So if I'm the first one to use it, then they're going to push it. Like, what happened to the fun? One photo post, or like now you have to have text on everything. You have to have text on your reels and you have to have text on your carousel. Mm-hmm. Like
I kind of feel everything. Like AI and like us having access to these tools that can analyze literally every single thing that we're doing and why it's wrong and why it's right. I think that's what's taking the fun out of everything too, because then it's like I'm just
then you're
always
not doing what you
want to
do. You're doing what AI is telling you is the correct thing to do, even if it's not what you want to do. I don't know.
It's getting crazy out here. Like the AI feature in edits, it is really helpful for like which hook do you think I should do, or like give me a hook or a caption. Literally, it does all of this, which is crazy. But
then I'm curious. What if everyone is doing that, and then it's telling everyone the same thing to post the same thing, and then everything's going to look the same because that's what Claude or whatever is saying that performs the best. So then everyone
looks
the same.
That's what I said, but they
said
that
it
doesn't work like that with like the AI algorithm. Like it does not work like that. So they said everyone's content, it's not saying the same thing to everyone, but
Okay. We'll see.
I am curious.
Well, I would love for them to roll it out because I want that, and I'm too scared to connect to Claude. But since Instagram is already connected to that, then it's not a whole thing. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's like a huge update, honestly, that I think is going to be crazy. I think edits in general, the app, if you guys – oh, wait. Yeah, you have to have the app to even like edit on edits. But if you play around with the app, it's actually really cool. They have like an inspiration, and I didn't understand this at first, but the inspiration tab is really cool. Like if you just like are stuck on what audio to use or maybe just like what to create, if you just like scroll on there, I just feel like it's more – I like that it feels more like you're on a Pinterest vibe because you don't know the people you're seeing on this inspiration tab, they pull it from like high likes, high saves, mm-hmm. trending audios, like those categories specifically. And you don't feel like you have to, I don't even think you can follow these people. Maybe you can, I can't remember, but there's almost like no pressure to like do anything with this, like this feed that you're scrolling. So I do really like that. I feel like they're adding a lot more. Also, the analytics on edits are way more in depth than on Instagram. Like they like analyze your reels way more in depth than the analytics you see on Instagram. So it's definitely interesting. Again, it's a lot of data and like input to analyze. So
well, then my thing that I've had issues with trial reels, which is why I stopped in the first place, and then I started again, and then the issue started happening again, and I was like, oh yeah, this is why I stopped. When I post trial reels on my regular reels, when you go into the analytics and the insights mm-hmm. and it shows like how it's doing with like mm-hmm. the graph, it shows for a normal reel that my average audience reach is zero. Like the line, it's a dotted line flat at the bottom where zero is.
Yeah, I
which makes no sense because that's not how like a non-trial reel shows up, like if your audience sees it.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense. So I feel like it's like really bringing me down. And like it, like Instagram thinks that's my standard reach, which is zero.
So weird.
So
I need to like double check. I don't think I've seen that. But yeah, let us know if anyone else has experienced
that. Please let me know.
Because Alyssa's trying to figure that out.
It sucks.
But like other than that, trial reels is really awesome to use and like learn from. Again, it's like it is a lot. And it's like I have said this to other people, but it's like ruining my life, but like also making it better because on one hand, it's like I'm trying new things and things that I wouldn't think would work really do work, and it's reaching a new audience, and it's like just honestly great for me to know. And then on the other hand, now I feel like everything is a piece of content, so I'm constantly like recording, or I constantly like feel bad if I'm not like creating something into a piece of content when I normally probably wouldn't have. But now there's like this whole other thing of trial reels, and like why wouldn't you try it out? So I'm trying to find the balance and the line there, but it is, it honestly is really awesome and helpful. I kind of wish they would do it for posts, like a trial post, because I feel like I would try some things out. But yeah, I feel like if you guys haven't tried trial reels, definitely try it out, because people are growing a lot from that. You can learn so much, especially for the girls and guys who are nervous to like talk on their stories, especially. Mm-hmm. I think you really should try trial reels, because it's kind of like a low stakes situation where no one who follows you is going to see it, and you can just practice. Like you literally can just practice.
So, and you just delete it.
Yeah. If you it can just delete well. It if it doesn't do well. Like it doesn't do anything.
And then it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like helpful to see like the responses, who it reaches. Yeah, definitely recommend doing that if you haven't, because I think it was out when we did our last podcast 6 months ago, but we both weren't like really down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just takes so much time. Like I feel like so much time is going to that. So I'm like trying to be more consistent with it, but, yeah, there's just like never ending things that you can do right now.
I know.
On it's Instagram, a lot. As a content creator.
Like, I'm trying to like stay on stories, or like
I
think like post like every other day at this point, because I'm just like so busy during the day, and then by the time like I get to posting, it's like nighttime, and then I'm exhausted.
Yeah,
and then I'm like laying in bed like on my phone trying to put a post together, and I was like, nah.
You gotta put you first.
I can't do this right now.
You gotta put you first.
But it's just so funny of like where I'm at versus where you're at.
I know.
And like the strategy and like everyone's approach is so different.
Yeah.
So
I know. I'm sure like the listeners are gonna be like, wow, Alyssa, like no, just seeing this crazy, in a whole new way.
And like it is kind of sad though, because I do genuinely love and enjoy posting on Instagram. And so because I'm not consistently showing up like that, it's very hard. But it's the season.
Yeah,
it's just for this time right now. Like I know things can get back and will get back, so that's what I remind myself. It is just a season.
Yeah,
I think so.
You want to be there with your baby, seeing her present all the stages.
Exactly. So yeah. Okay, anything else for social like that's new? What's performing, honestly?
Yeah, I feel like I have switched from prioritizing photos to videos now, finally. I really
But I
have.
Feel like now it's flipping back. You don't feel
I
that?
I don't feel like that.
I feel like people
you
are saying
like that.
I feel like people are saying, oh, carousels are back in and they're like
I feel like trending. They're definitely back, but I'm not prioritizing at all like batching content. I do not think, this is my opinion, I don't think batching content works anymore. And I think I think we need to get out of that mindset because I feel like I finally see the shift. I feel the shift. I can tell when someone's batching content. And no offense, okay, we're gonna give you some tough love. I don't want to see a month and a half long of content from like one trip you went on. I don't know. I just feel like the mm-hmm. excitement genuinely wears off. I think the audience gets bored of it. I personally want to see what you're currently doing. And I think I'm trying to not have more than like two, this is still a lot, but like I'm trying not to have more than like 2 weeks more of content outside of the trip because I genuinely think that people don't care anymore. Like, and I think that it comes off on your content, like if you've been batching too much. Mm-hmm. And I really think that we're just like moving into like more authentic, like what are you doing right now? You know, like I think the audience wants to literally come along with you. Like they don't want to be like, It just doesn't feel real anymore. Like to a point, it's like, I'll be sitting there. I mean, I don't know. This is the shift that I'm feeling. Like I'll be sitting there.
But I feel like
morning.
You have a lot of trips. So maybe it's hard for you to like you have
yeah,
to
you're
get,
right.
because
you're
like
right.
in May, you were literally gone every single week
it's
at a
true.
Different location. So it's like, you can't be posting Thailand when you're in Mallorca because then you would still have Bahamas to post, but you're in Mallorca
yeah.
and then it's like behind. So it's yeah. like, on trips living
yes.
in the moment, but I'm like trying to picture mm-hmm. for myself. I'm so out of social media, so this could just not be me. But I'm like, if I go on a trip, I have to batch the shit out of it because I don't have content.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I see what you mean, but like genuinely as
but
a,
maybe like
as
maybe
a consumer,
like stories?
I really would rather see what you're doing right now. Like I would rather see like your mirror pics with
I'm
your
not
baby.
Doing it.
I know, but like you kind of are,
yeah.
you know, I feel like there's a beauty
okay,
and like
right.
people follow you genuinely for like
day
what you're
to
doing
day.
Day to day. Like
not
I,
this, like,
I just
grand,
don't think,
like,
yeah, I feel
like
we're
romanticized
putting on a show and like,
yeah.
And like the people that I really love and look up to and admire their content, they are never batching ever, literally ever. Like maybe a few
but what
dumps
if they do
afterwards.
It and you don't realize it?
Yeah. And you know what?
Good
then
for
maybe
them.
That's how you do it because it's
yeah.
just hard to match up your stories. I mean, you can tell
yeah,
by
yeah,
your stories.
Yeah.
And like, sometimes I do that. I mean, it's different.
If it's like the week after
yeah.
the trip, like not
and
a big deal.
That's kind of what I do. But
right.
like, I'm really, I don't know. I see the shift and I feel more
yeah.
connected to my audience when I am in real time. I feel like there's a synergistic, like I'm
well,
so excited.
Well, because I feel like you're
you
more
so
excited about the content
yes.
because it's in real time. But then it's like you come home from a trip and then after the fact, then you're posting
yeah.
it. Then it's kind of like a chore because you're like, oh.
It's kind of a chore. And then it's like, I literally just want to be posting what I'm doing right now on my stories and I can't. Like
because you're
I
not home yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you have all this content and you can't go back and forth. You don't want
yes.
to go back and forth. Yeah. And yeah.
I get maybe
that.
It is because I'm traveling a lot, but like, I don't know. I feel like it's like a shift I'm noticing with like the people I like to consume content from. Like, if you think about on TikTok, like no one is batching content. Like that's not really a thing. Like maybe a little
yeah.
bit to a certain extent. I don't know. I feel like we are. I feel like that's where we're heading. And like,
yeah.
I've talked to some other girls about that and like, they said the exact same thing. And I'm like, okay, I feel like this is like a collective shift,
mm-hmm.
but I'm curious about what you guys think about that. Like, do you even notice? Maybe you don't. Like, maybe this is just like, I'm so behind on my content that I'm getting sick of it. Like, I'm
right.
not trying to batch, but I mean, yeah, there's pros and cons like to extending your content and then to like being in real time. But I don't know. I think my mindset is like taking your content and then videos in real time. I'm kind of
mm-hmm.
leaning more into like, I feel like, I don't know. I love a video. Like I'm trying to practice more with talking, be more in real time. I think that's like my biggest thing I'm working on right now, I guess. So
that's a lot.
It's a lot. But yeah, I mean, I see things about carousels and I think I definitely see people getting more creative with carousels, which I like to see.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are getting really creative with them. There's so much you can do. I feel like editing styles are changing where people are – they literally look like they're a full-time editor. I don't know if you've seen like certain like reels
yeah,
where
yeah.
I'm like, how did you do that?
Oh, I just
there's
miss
so much,
the simpler
but...
days, you
yes.
guys. Genuinely, I do. But I feel like, I don't know. There's like, you go to a different creator for everything.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I don't think like you always need to catch up.
Right.
And I feel like there's creators who do that and then they're known for their crazy editing.
It is that like everyone can kind of do their own thing and what their, what excites them and what like kind of editing they like to do. And then like it all kind of works. So like we're all not editing the same. We're all not posting the same kind of video. Right. Like you can edit a day in my life so differently. Mm-hmm. And it like it's still a day in my life video, and make maybe everyone's doing that because it's your edit though. It's like exactly. so unique and like special to you. Which is so I think like having the options is great. I just would love if like one type of edit wasn't pushed more than like another. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just all of it.
Just so much.
Like however you want to show up. That's how you show up. And then Instagram in a perfect world would just share it to your audience, to everyone, and it would get amazing reach.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I like just like working on like finding – I think the best thing is like working on finding your signature so like people start recognizing your brand and your signature more than like you conforming to every single trend that you see pop off because like I don't –
I agree.
I think it's more authentic to like not do that, but
yeah, for sure. I agree. Yeah. Okay. Anything else on social media?
What we've been consuming, what's working lately. Yeah. I feel like honestly, the algorithm has been all over the place. So I feel like the main things that I'm working on also on top of what I just said is a hook. I think hooks are actually what make the biggest difference. And it's like really annoying, but like getting the hang of like, okay, what's going to be in my first 3 seconds to hook my audience. That is literally what's going to make or break your video. Like genuinely, that is what makes or break it. Like, and trial reels is really good to test that out. So just like keep that in mind. You don't have to figure out exactly what that is, but like I really go into, that's my strategy for everything. And I notice that in every video I consume now. So I feel like that's something that's been working lately.
Where do you get your hooks?
I'm either strategizing with the edits AI, but honestly, I feel like AI like has some choogy suggestions.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's helpful to like start building off of, but then it's like I really have to like think about it. And then, you know, this takes me like – Josh is like, you've been really high strung lately. Literally, it's because I get pissed. This is my freaking day usually. Like I will be in the morning – okay, in the morning after I post, like I will spend like 3 to 4 hours like editing one video because I'm strategizing everything and I really need to like chill on this. But then like it throws my whole day off. I didn't go to the gym. I didn't do anything. And then the day's over. But So it does take like a lot of brain power. But – I feel like once you start seeing what's working, then
it's kind of like a big upfront investment. And then once you kind of get it going, then it gets like easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain that, but I feel like hooks are really, again, gonna make or break you.
Yeah.
Like that is what gets people hooked, whether it's like a little sound effect, whether it's a little font, whether it's something you say, the text. Also, put text. Text is like, you have to have text now on a video.
Which is
like, I know. It's like,
why?
It does like,
then I have to pick a font and a color font.
And then if it like doesn't show well in the video. Now on edits, there's an outline. I don't know if you guys have seen this because I just now discovered it. But when you do the outline, you can actually make it smaller. So it's not as big.
It's too much for me.
Not to stress you out.
I love knowing what's going on, but obviously I can't show up like that right now. I think for me mentally, I'm like giving myself starting like now basically. So like 6 months, actually I've already done 3, so like 3 more months, but 6 months total of like just not looking at insights really, like not trying to focus on that, like just trying to post what I can, show up how I can, share what I can. And like, I feel like my analytics and insights are so all over the place because I can't be as consistent as I want. So it's just this downward spiral if I go too deep into it. So I'm really trying to just like take that step back, give myself a total of 6 months, like
start like incorporating, because it's like, I feel like when you have a baby, you're like, I'm not going to be a mommy blogger. I'm not going to just post baby stuff. But then like
that's your day to day.
Literally all that you're doing all day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, it is just so hard to not incorporate. So I'm like, okay, I'm kind of shifting right now, obviously more into motherhood, but still trying to keep my regular stuff. So I feel like I'm losing followers who aren't interested in motherhood, mm-hmm. which is totally fine. Like, not everyone is in that stage of life. But then hopefully I'm also gaining a yeah. new audience of moms-to-be or new moms or just motherhood in general. So I feel like that's kind of where yeah. I'm at, and just balancing. I feel like my account is just not growing right now, and that's fine. It's good.
Yeah,
it's,
I'm sure
whatever.
A lot of people just are experiencing
kind
that
of
too.
Just showing up how I can and mm-hmm. leaving it as that just in this time of my life and probably moving forward. Because I feel like, again, having a baby like just shifts your mindset and your priorities so much, and it kind of forces you to, like, you don't really have a choice. Mm-hmm. So that's where I am. And yeah. I try to stay up. I like have my assistants like help me. Like, I'm like, is this a good hook? And she's like, no, I don't get it. And then I have to explain it to her. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But word it this way so that people will understand. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm, it's like good to have someone to like.
Yeah, bounce ideas mm-hmm. off and like who's in it for social media. Yeah. But yeah, so.
No, I feel like. Yeah. I feel like it's that is so relatable to so many people. Like, I feel like so many girls and women are going through that as well.
Yeah. But I feel like a lot of people just don't talk about it. So yeah, it's like exactly. hard, because I'm like, I kind of feel like alone off in the distance over here. Just like, I'm like, I don't know what's really going on. I'm trying to post my best yeah. and show up. And I also don't love what I'm posting. I don't know.
It's always
I don't know. And then you put the layer of aesthetic on top of it. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard. But honestly, you're doing so well. Like, I just feel like thinking about everything that you have to do day to day and then put this on top of it, like, that's crazy. And I think, like, I just hope you know, like, you are doing amazing and you're doing so well.
Thanks. I feel like I'm trying, and it's so crazy. I think I literally shoot content at this point once a month. Which is yeah. so crazy if you were to like look back on like what we used to do and used to be out in the streets and doing all the things. Like,
again,
like no literally once a month.
And
to get some alpha
on the
videos.
Other side of that,
like,
you are such a present mother, you know? True. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Okay. Anything else with social media? I feel like that's good.
Honestly, I think that's
for now.
That is
just catching up on all the things.
And if you guys have like anything specific you have in mind for us to talk about, because obviously there's been 6 months, let us know. But we're just kind of like rolling with what's on top of mind right now. This light just went out again.
Oh, well, we'll just have to deal with that for this video. I feel like with having like, I feel like I remember a therapist saying this, but like you have to be so much more go with the flow with things, which is like hard for me, but it's like you're kind of forced into it. So I'm just like,
yeah.
Okay, like oh, I would love to for you to work, but it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Okay. That was social. I feel like we can do quick trends and then finish on community Q&A.
I love it.
We can just go over trends like so quickly. I feel like so funny. I'm like buying all these things for all these summer trends, and like I just have not worn them yet because I'm not going anywhere. I know I need to do like a trends
video. Yeah.
But I am loving silk. I love how silk is in. I love silk so much. It's like one of my favorite fabrics, materials. Okay. And then like mixing that in with the fringe, like the fringe scarves.
Yes, I was going to say that.
I have so many. I just literally have not styled or worn them yet.
Wait, are you talking about like the silk scarves with the tassels with the fringe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Where are you buying them?
I've gotten some all over. I think I've tried to find them all over. I've gotten some from H&M.
Oh my God, sorry, you guys. I just saw spider bites.
First of all, how did you even see that?
That was crazy to hit with your own hand.
Also, it was like this big, you guys. What else?
I bet you in the video, you'll see it like crawl up there. I did not notice that before.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways.
Honestly, it was this big and it's behind me. How did you see that?
Because I don't even know, honestly.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay, we're back. Okay, Princess Polly, I got in a few. Oh, H&M, I also did. I saw someone like post a link.
Did you, H&M, by the way, did you know they store in the mall?
Yeah, didn't Chloe goes all the time.
Oh, didn't know that. Okay, H&M. Okay,
just I like really a lot of one. Like lower price point stores, just because it's a trend. So I don't want to spend too much money on them. But Zara, maybe. I feel like H&M has honestly been so good for summer.
Okay, I need to look. I haven't bought one thing from. I have like a family trip to Hawaii this week. I literally have not bought one thing, but it's not really my priority.
Yeah. No, that's good.
But I really want one of those, like a silk fringe scarf. I remember I was out to dinner and I saw a girl downtown San Diego and it was so cute. I remember I couldn't stop looking at her outfit. It was so cute. She had like a nice white tank with white jeans. And then she had like this like green and black, like it was like a really cute. That doesn't sound cute, but it was really cute. It was like this like deep olive green with like some like paisley print with like a black fringe, and it was a silk scarf, and she just had it tied on her jeans, and it was so cute.
Yeah,
I have not stopped thinking about that literally.
Yeah, no, I love that. I'm trying to think what else, what other trends.
Okay, I've noticed, I was actually gonna make a video on this of like what I noticed in Spain when I was there, because I feel like those girls are so like, I feel like the trends hit there before it hits here.
Yeah, it's because Zara's there.
Oh, so true. But yeah, this the scarves, and all the girls, literally all the girls, are wearing the cutest light brown, like light brown thin sandal wedges. All wearing wedges. Literally everyone's wearing wedges. And it's so cute. Like they're wearing them with like little tiny mini shorts or even just like capris with little light tan. Like, you know, those like thin strap little kitten heel flip flops that like everyone wears?
Yes.
No. So it's that but in wedge
form.
Yeah,
yeah. Tony Bianco.
Yeah, they have some. But the Australia, because
it was with capris.
Is that a brand?
No, no, no.
Capri's. Oh,
yes, capris.
I was like, is that the shoe brand? Yeah, capris. So good. Love capris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get wedges. Darn. I should have ordered some, but I'm sure.
Revolve.
Yeah, but they're like so expensive. Like ASOS, honestly, love ASOS. ASOS has such good stuff. They always have trends. All the wedges I saw on their site are like 40 to 50. Revolve is all over 200.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. You're right.
So right. But yeah, wedges and capris. I feel like these are like the biggest ones I've seen. Oh, also all the girls in Spain, everyone is wearing the like oversized like shield glasses.
Let me pull out my Miu Miu.
Like so like, hello. Good. But they're like, yeah, I guess it's like that. But it's more of that like continuous and like our Miu Mius like have that break, but it's like that like shield.
Oh, it's giving like
light brown
xenon,
like the, it's like more Y2K like. And I've been seeing them, everyone has these like vintage like versions of like the vintagey, I mean, I don't know if they're vintage, maybe they're a newer style, but like it's that style of like the shield, but they're like the Chanel, they're like Chanel sunglasses. I keep seeing people with them,
like they're a like, wrap shield.
Yeah, like I don't know if you guys, hold on. I need to describe this somewhere. Kind of. I don't even know how to describe it. Like
Chanel vintage.
Okay,
shield like, sunglasses.
Sunglasses, Chanel.
I'm so curious.
Like, okay, like these. Yes, oh,
okay,
that.
Okay, no,
okay,
I don't
let me
have
show
those.
You guys.
Gucci used
this
to have some
style.
Of those.
I'm about to buy these right here and now.
Oh my gosh.
So cute, but it's like,
I feel I feel like you like have been wearing your pink ones.
I have some.
Okay, you guys.
Oh, sorry. You guys, we have so many cameras if you guys can see that. But that style, like specifically in that color, like that like light brown, I got some at a market in Mallorca that I absolutely love. They're literally like 10 euros. Like honestly, you can get them on Amazon. But I'm seeing a lot of Chanel ones specifically.
Love.
There's so many, literally, like all
I feel like
these styles.
I feel like big oversized like big bug eyes sunglasses are just
I saw those everywhere. Literally everywhere. We are out of the like tiny. Thank God those never looked good on me. I need to sell my Saint Laurent ones that I bought. I never wear them.
I love Hailey Bieber still wears hers.
I know. And I just don't think that style looks good on me for some reason.
Yeah,
but Yeah. So big sunglasses, capris, wedges, the silk fringe scarves. I think that's like the biggest things I'm seeing right now.
Yeah. Same.
I feel like that's
honestly. Trying to think. Again, I don't go out much, you guys. It's just what I see, just like what you see on social and what I like. And I'm like, let's look at my like recent.
Ugh, this is reminding me.
Recent orders.
This is so off topic, but you guys, I saw Toy Story 5.
Yesterday. Oh my gosh, really? No, not yet. Not yet. I really want to go to the Sinopolis that's around here because I really want to go like have a lunch.
You will sob. Or something. I was sobbing, literally sobbing. There's this one part, and you will know once you watch it. I looked over at Josh and I was like, and then we both start sobbing. Like, I feel like as a mom, especially, you will be sobbing. Like,
oh my gosh.
But it just like reminds me like what we're talking about because it's a lot about technology and how.
Yeah.
It's just prevented like the little kids in the show. Like they are not making friends organically or like seeing what's happening outside. Like everything is through your phones and your iPads. And like there was this one scene where she doesn't like – she's always outside and people thought she was weird for like not being on her phone. And then I don't know how I got into this topic, but I think it's because you said that. Yeah. Like you're not outside and I'm like, we're so locked in. But yeah, anyways –
oh, other trends. I feel like these are always summer trends, but just lace, sheer tops, love. Like light cotton, bangles, a lot of like chunky bangles.
I really love stripes specifically right now.
Okay. Yes, for stripes, but for me, they have to be this way. Yeah. Not this way. Okay. Like,
you know, I like love a stripe.
Love long
I feel
stripes
like stripes are way. Really cute. I feel like they're everywhere also. Oh,
and mini polka dots.
Yeah.
So like not big polka dots, but like the little mini ones like spaced out.
Yeah, I love a polka dot.
Love a little mini so polka cute. Dot moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, I feel like Zara has had such good stuff this season.
Okay, I have not.
Like Zara has been stepping it up.
Okay, this is my reminder. I need to go look.
Yeah, really good stuff.
I feel like also they like made their shipping faster, right?
Oh, not for me.
Okay. Because that honestly is why I stopped shopping at Zara.
No, remember? It literally used to be like 2 days.
I think though,
I think they used to have a warehouse went back. Here. And then it
or maybe it was just some specific thing that I ordered. But like area. It was a 2-day shipping thing. And I was like, dang.
I missed that. Now it's like a week.
Yeah.
Always.
Okay.
And H&M is worse. It's... it's okay. Again, I'm not in a rush, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like for trends, that's really it. I'm trying to think.
I feel like those are the main ones that I noticed.
Yeah. And they're all so cute for summer. Okay. Okay. So I feel like, again, long episode, but last segment. Also, apologize if we are looking at the wrong camera. I feel like I keep catching myself. Looking down because we have a screen down there, but
and we have a screen up here, right which is here. Where I know. You guys so like, are.
But you guys are right in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Community Q&A to end off our episode. Back. Okay. Here we go. I feel like we'll do like rapid fire vibes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I feel like we kind of did this one. Do you feel like socials have changed in the last year? How and how does it affect creators?
Absolutely. I think it's changed actually so much. So much. Yeah. I think it's constantly changing. I think the main thing I'm seeing, which is like a little bit scared for like people who, if you guys have grown with us in the past 5 years and like us too, like we like came up and really like we're at the peak of aesthetics. And I think that is completely shifting, unfortunately, as much as I don't want to admit it. Like
I will always
stay
aesthetic. I just have to figure out how to do things aesthetically. Yeah. And like if people don't like it, I don't care, whatever. No, because I cannot for the life of me. Not the aesthetic. I can't like
no it and I'm not saying the aesthetic is going away, but I'm saying like I think there has to be this very specific balance because like I said with the batch content thing, I think people are more interested in like what people are doing every day. And if you can make that, if you can get to a place, and obviously it's very easy for some people, I think like we have a very creative aesthetic eye and our brands are very established. So genuinely, first of all, everything in Alyssa's house is so aesthetic.
But I feel like I've tried to make it that way so that if ever I can just throw a tripod up and just film.
Yes. And like, so it's like about mixing that with the aesthetic is really important instead of only aesthetic, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like it's really important to be like showing what you're doing and like make it not yeah. as curated.
Yeah.
And I think if you're just stuck in,
I just love that, curation.
I know. I think there's a good balance though to like keep your brand, keep what you're doing.
And like, it's just like, I feel like girls like Hannah Schomburg, like they've like grown and that's their brand. It's just like,
and
aesthetic.
Like all aesthetics. Yeah. She is a really good example. Although, of
okay,
who hasn't
wait,
really
question that reminds me really fast. I don't know if you guys have seen this or if you have seen this, but it is a thing that European creators are doing. And I'm so confused if this is a trend. They are writing on their photos with their scritchy, scratchy handwriting.
I've seen that.
What is that? Have you guys seen that? Like, what is
it's kind of cool. I've actually tried to do it and I don't even know how they're doing it. Like, I'm like, how
it has
are
to
you
be
doing
an
that?
iPad. I know. But like super thin.
Because I'm like, are you guys doing
or
this
like,
in
no,
Canva?
It's giving not iPad. It's giving actually, their phone and giving, their finger and they are just doing this.
Yeah.
Like when you
photo,
sign a signature on something.
On the photo app, when you click markup, I think that is what it is. Yeah. I have seen that.
What is
it? It is really interesting.
What
but
is that? I can't
TBH,
read it. I can't read it.
I think people are like, what is going on here? And then it's like, and then
I've
it gets
seen,
like a lot of engagement.
Hannah Schomburg was the first one I've seen. And if you guys know, like, I love her so much. She's like my inspo. I don't love her so much. So she started posting that. And I was like, that is so interesting because everything you're doing is so curated and beautiful. And then all of a sudden, there is this scratchy handwriting all over the content. And I was like, is this
a
trend of vibe?
That.
Is this
Maybe
a
it's
thing?
Like the juxtaposition of like,
I don't know.
She's an artist.
Maybe.
Yeah. So. I don't know. But yeah, there is.
I just didn't know if anyone else noticed that or if it was just me.
Yeah. I'm screaming.
Because what?
I did see that. Yes, I did. Absolutely. There's like a lot of random things going on in like carousels and stuff.
I think social media though, it's just about like being so present and in the moment and being able to adapt and be flexible with everything. Yeah. Whereas like it used to be so structured, rigid, one way of doing something, like
it like exclusive. Everyone kind of felt like on the outs and like you wanted to be in. And now I feel like everyone's in and everyone is like, this is so like, we're so tired of seeing the same thing. Like we need back the authenticity back.
Right.
So yeah, I feel like it's definitely changed a lot.
Yeah,
it has changed a lot.
Agreed. Okay. Next question is, what is one interaction you had with a follower that changed how you create content?
Like,
that is such a deep question.
It's such a good question.
I know who wrote that.
I know. She has great questions. Love you, girl. I feel like when I think about what comes to mind immediately, like one interaction immediately that comes to mind, I remember this girl like told me, she was like, she said something along the lines of like, oh my God, like you're just so you on your page. Like it's so clear. Like, you know exactly who you are. And like, I was a little taken back by that, but then I also was like flattered by,
I feel like that's such a good compliment.
I know it was,
cause
really
I feel like
sweet.
That means like you're not fake on Instagram and like completely different in real life if someone were to meet you, because there are people who are definitely like that.
And I am very much
the
same.
You're same on both.
Literally the same. So I think that is what she meant by that. But I don't know if I would necessarily – I don't know like how that really translates into like
– I think it's just making your
– how I created content. But I think like it's something I think about when I am creating content. In a
that
way
that maybe you didn't think about before.
Yeah. And I think it kind of just like reaffirmed like what I'm doing and how I'm creating and how I'm perceived.
Yeah.
And it was almost like, okay. And it's those little comments, I think, that mean so much to me, because I also feel like I've gotten some comments about like how, oh my God, I was at this. This had nothing to do with my content, but I was at this sister circle and this girl, like, she was the complete opposite of me, and she looked at me and she was like, she was kind of like talking about how she wishes she was more feminine, and we were like talking about this in a sister circle, like about femininity and like masculinity, and she was like look at you, like you wear pink and like I like all your accessories, like I could never be like that. And I was like, what? And like, I don't know, I felt like that kind of, it kind of made me like, okay, there's like people watching my content that maybe aren't like super feminine, but like I'm kind of inspiring them to be more feminine, because like I'm having genuinely so much fun. Like this is like, oh my God, my flow state is like when I'm in my femininity, like creating content, like everything I put out, like I am in a flow state. And I just, I have to remember, like, even if it feels so like normal to me and like repetitive, maybe it's like the girls and the women watching my content, those comments remind me. So mm-hmm. it's like, that's what keeps me going. And I don't know, that's kind of like a roundabout thing, but I just said what was on the top of my head with that. So
yeah,
I think it made sense.
No, I love that.
Yeah. I was kind of just like reaffirming.
I feel like for me, it's just like when people say things or just give reminders of like, oh no, like what you do day to day isn't boring. Cause like, yes. to me, it's so yes. boring and so repetitive and I feel like I'm doing nothing, but then I'm like, okay, you're right. Like they're not here. They don't see that, or yeah. it's like giving that more personal. So I feel like that helps me and that will change how I create content. Cause then I'm like, oh yeah, like share what I'm doing day to day. And I know there are creators out there who I follow and they post like their same breakfast every morning, their same like, workout, yeah. their same whatever. So I feel like I enjoy it. I'm like, oh, what Same. Is she up to today? Like,
I think it's also like really cool and inspiring to me watching someone doing the same thing every day. Cause then it's like, this girl's so consistent. Like, yeah. how do I?
Like, she has such a good routine. Consistent. Or like, oh, she yeah. does this thing in the morning. I want to try day. That. Yeah. Like, whatever. So I feel like that reminder, cause it's like when you're in it and you're the one doing it, it feels so boring and repetitive and you're like, not again. But from the outside, as maybe someone who loves your routine or someone who's looking for a routine, like you're inspiring. Yeah. So I feel like for me, it's like sharing the, being reminded to share the mundane kind of everyday situations and things that are going yes. on, especially with a baby. And like, again, not everything has to be curated or a thing or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it's just hard. But yeah.
People are just nosy. Like, honestly, same. I would love to see your same. Morning. And I feel like it's probably like, way more interesting and cute than you think because literally,
but then
again,
also,
your house is
on
so
the
pretty.
Flip side, it's so hard too because I'm like, okay, like there are obviously so many mommy creators out there and like no offense to people who do this, but for me, it is so mind-blowing that people are filming these routines with their babies in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. I am like, so you are waking up, setting your phone on a tripod, hitting record, doing the thing,
yeah.
hitting stop, and like you're moving your tripod around with you and trying to get the good angle and trying to do this and like filming a night like I'm like, I'm so exhausted and so tired.
Yeah.
I could not fathom right now putting my phone on a tripod. And like on top of that, like looking like a hot mess, like it's like a lot. And I'm just like,
that's
props to people who do that because that's crazy.
Literally. And
like when you're in it, I'm like, I cannot.
Yeah. My friend who literally just had a baby though, like literally that's all she watches. And I went into her house the other day and I know like the type of content you're talking about. She has everything those people have. And I think it genuinely is so helpful. Like, because it's like How are you recording that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, and they're very like informative videos and all that. But like when you're in the moment and you're like, oh, I want to make one of those like videos. And then you try, like, props to people who do that because it is so much.
Yeah.
So much. But Truly. Yeah. So for me, just sharing the more everyday mundane things. Okay. Next question is, any group travel plans coming up? I would love to do a trip.
Yeah, honestly, tell us if you girls, it's been an hour. Tell us if you girls are interested in that. Maybe we could like,
I've honestly, like, I feel like when I post Q&As on my personal page, I get a lot of, is the podcast coming back?
TBH, yes, whenever you guys want to do a trip and whenever you're down, I'm there. Literally. Like I know I'm supposed to be like leading or like hosting or going on more girls trips. I feel like there is so
okay.
much magic.
What if that happens. We do next spring?
I was going to say that. Yeah.
Next spring.
Okay.
Okay.
Where
should we go?
Like, okay. So the only thing I have planned is in May, I'm going to be traveling because we're traveling before my sister's graduation. Yeah. And I think
I'm
pretty
thinking
much
like March,
that
April.
Whole. Okay. Okay.
Mid-April?
Yes. Yes. Okay, guys. April it is. Where do you want to go?
Where are we going? You guys would love to do another group trip. I feel like I get this question in my Q&As a lot is like, are you guys going to host another group trip? Like,
they're
whatever.
They're so special. And
they're like literally reflecting. And now again, in this motherhood state where you are just reflecting and analyzing and thinking and emotional about everything, I was like, damn, those trips were
amazing, crazy.
Insane, beautiful. Like, I was like, I really want.
It's just like we got so much out of it. Yes. Everyone on the trip got so much out of it. These girls are literally like, they're at your baby shower. Literally, no, the girls we literally met on the trips that came
the with most us. Recent trip. Because like we've it's had more local crazy. Girls come, and I feel like I've connected so well with them, and it's obviously easier to hang out when you're local or just anyone visiting, like to be able to like have those friendships, and then coming to your life events and like just these sweet girls that are in your crazy, life. It's crazy like
how close we've gotten. I mean, it makes sense. Obviously, we are like, it's just when you're on these trips, it is genuinely life-changing to the core. Like you are just removed. I saw this video that explained this so well. You are essentially removed from all of your like labels at home, all of your routine, all of your labels. So you are like put into the situation where you are forced to be exactly who you are, and then you are with other women, and that alone doing is the same so thing. Magical. Like when you are in a group of women, like something happens, like something different. The energy is just like shifted. Like
no boys.
It's magical. It's inspirational. We're all doing something so creative. And then it's like, we're also in the most beautiful parts of the world. Like it's just, oh my God, I can't even explain it. Like it's just like magical. Like there's no words for it. It's so fun. It's so cool. So yeah.
Yeah. And they're a lot of work. So we weren't sure if you guys wanted to like keep going.
I think they do, honestly.
Like what? Really think but they do. Yeah. I think when we were like, okay, we're done with trips, then everyone was like, wait, I want to go on a trip.
So I don't know. I just thought like,
if we host another trip, you guys better come. It's just, it'll be so fun. It's the best time. And yeah, I think truly like the best memories. And we literally had girls who had never gone international before fly international by themselves to a country they've never been to and just show up. And like, that's amazing in itself. Shout out, so Hannah. I know.
Love you. Okay. So yes.
Okay. So yeah. Next March, April. Mark your calendars. I feel like what?
Yeah. I'm like just checking because I'm like we could go on and on.
For I know. I'm just like ones. Sad maybe about this light situation.
So okay, I mean, let's we look. Could save some for also like
okay
the next. Like I feel like this.
Okay, so I feel like let's end on one more. So what kind of content are you currently loving to consume and create? I feel like that's a really good one to end on.
Okay, I mean, I feel like I kind of have like – I was kind of talking about this like the whole time. But I really like – okay, personally, and if this gives you a shift of perspective, I genuinely love and only like consuming right now content at home. Like – or like just routines. Honestly, I'm kind of like shifting out of – but like maybe it's just because I'm traveling so much and like we're always watching things that like are not currently happening in our routine. Like I really love watching girls like what their house looks like, what they're doing every morning. I love seeing like different creative eyes in the reel. Like maybe the things are the same as like what you see every day as you're scrolling, but like the editing style or like maybe they just have a signature. Like, I don't know. I just love watching little mundane things. I do. So I hope that shifts your perspective.
Because
I
think it's so funny because I'm at home all the time. I'm watching travel content. That's I'm so watching funny. The explorative, like what people are doing, like the outfits. I love vacation outfits.
I do love it, but
Everyone's vacation outfits this year are so good.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. I know there are really good. I feel like girls in general are like we've like shifted and I'm like how is everyone able to do this? It's so crazy. Like people are just like traveling legit every 2 weeks. I'm like I mean me included, but like I'm like how did this just happen? Like,
right,
I don't know, but that's funny.
Yeah. So I think you're right. I think it's kind of just like where you're at
where you're and at, then like kind of watching the opposite.
Yeah,
I don't know. Because, like, I'm like, oh, my God, I want to create all this, like, home content before I go again. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, excited. I love
the travel content because I'm at home and I'm just like, what's going on out there? Where's everyone going? What's everyone doing? What's everyone wearing? What's everyone eating?
Yeah.
All the things.
Yeah.
So,
like, are you consuming more video, you would say, or photo?
I think it's a mix of both because personally I love photos and carousels, so I think an appreciation of that, and then also I think Instagram pushes videos more, so I think I am consuming videos, but it's like a good mix. Like I feel like I have a good mix of like motherhood and travel and fashion and like style, and I feel like my For You page has gotten so good. My Explore is I really like mine too. If I open it, it is like I'm crazy lost. How good
oh my
it
god!
Is.
And you know what? They get you because the search bar. Have you like gone in to specifically search something, someone doing something specific? But the search bar is on the Explore page, and then I'm lost for hours because I swear my Explore page is so good. So I'll click on things, and then I'm just down.
You just keep
going,
and I'm
like, oh, I forgot I was literally here to like do one specific thing.
Yeah,
like message one girl, and now I'm lost. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's gotten so good. So I feel like I like a mix of both. And I feel like one thing too, I feel like people like stopped liking things. Like they'll scroll, they'll comment, they won't like it. So I really try so hard if I like save someone's post, like as inspo, like motherhood, things I wish I knew.
Like they're saving.
Yes.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
To try to like things.
Yeah.
Like don't forget that like button, you guys.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt. Like it takes a little couple seconds. Not even.
Yeah.
It doesn't even take a second. So I feel like I've tried to do that and like be more present when I'm scrolling. But I feel like I get a lot of good. Like honestly, yesterday I was getting a lot of the San Diego NASCAR on the naval base. And I love to know what's going on locally.
Yeah.
And then also I'm getting so much World Cup content, which so I love it. I'm eating it up, watching people.
Wait, like the Koreans in Mexico and
just like every
Scottish people
the
in Boston.
Norwegians in Times Square.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so cute. Oh
the
my
stadiums
God.
And everyone is obsessed with our stadiums.
Yes.
Like,
have you seen the comments? And they're like, literally, this is healing everyone in America. Like, they're like, this is like a big sleepover. And like, all the international people are reminding us, like, actually, it's not all bad. Like, it's actually kind of cool.
Well, and then it's crazy that the propaganda spread across the world is just so different and it's not actually true. And it's just like, our governments are like, but like, the people are just.
I know. It's like, we're all such innocent bystanders. Yes. And it's like so cool that like,
but
you
everyone's
guys are
like
enjoying it
so
much.
Happy
like, I know. Everyone's like, can we come to American summer camp every year? Like, it's so funny.
And like, everyone's obsessed with the stadiums and like how crazy our stadiums
are. Have you seen the people going to like grocery stores?
Costco's, Walmart's.
Yeah. Like, it is really crazy. It's crazy seeing something so basic. Like, they're holding up a jug of milk, so basic to us. And they're like, you guys do not need this. Like, and I'm like, honestly, Drew, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm getting a lot. I don't know. I'm just loving it because it's feeding me like motherhood and fashion and style.
It's like
and
fun.
The local
it's
stuff.
Summer and it's fun and it's light. Yeah.
So that's mine. Fun. Yeah. So that's mine.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah. I love it too.
So I feel like I'm open to consuming what Instagram thinks I need to see right now because it's been really good.
Okay. Love that. That AI algorithm be hidden, I guess.
It's doing something.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, what was the question? What kind of content are you currently loving to consume and create? And in terms of creating, like sharing, I feel like my perspective of motherhood and like things that work for me and things don't. I feel
little
like
matching
when
outfits.
You love doing that. When you become pregnant and you start to see all the motherhood posts, everyone does these like I hate clickbait so much. I swear to God, if people post clickbait, I block you. I can't stand it. But people will be like, you need this, you need this cart, and you have to fill this cart up with all these things. And I'm like, I bought the cart, never used it, didn't need it.
What's a cart?
Like you would, it's like postpartum necessities that you would need like after the fact. And I'm like, I just went to the bathroom and all my stuff was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I didn't need my cart.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I feel like everyone just like tries to like make content because they feel like they have to. And like, this is what everyone's doing. So it's like, do all these things, but it's really so much simpler than that. And like, I packed the hospital bags, the makeup, the outfits. Based on your birth, I mean, I guess you could do it. Did not do my makeup one time.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wore one pajama set. No way. Like,
again,
it's so
that
crazy that people just like push it on you. I know. And
I think it's like the mindset behind
it's
that,
like
the
social
psychology
like
of like feeling
you.
Left out. It's like, oh my God, if I don't do this, like I'm going to like, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like
you don't need all that stuff. And I think I'm finally entering the era of like – calming down on shopping where like I'm like
so am
I don't need that.
Okay, girl.
I'm like, who am I? No packages like, today.
Yeah, and Alyssa's a Capricorn sun, Taurus moon, Libra rising.
Yeah,
and that's like all the signs of materialistic.
But I'm like,
like love it, but
I just
like, want to
buy things
way.
For my daughter. I don't know, it's all so cute. Baby clothes are so cute. So
yeah,
I love it. But
okay,
Yeah, I feel like we could talk about baby clothes on a different episode. But
my foot's asleep.
Oh my god.
We're like veering into 2 hours.
It's like an hour and a half.
Okay.
We're good.
I feel like that's great.
Okay. So that's gonna be a wrap on our first episode back. We so missed excited. You guys so much. Our listeners of the month are just anyone who is watching this video. Truly, we're so excited to be back. Stay tuned. Again, we said it before, but I think we're gonna do a monthly episode, just kind of recapping, because I feel like that's what works best for both our schedules right now. Not to be, I get overwhelmed so easily these days.
Yeah,
like totally. It's crazy. So I think this like helps not to be overwhelmed, something to look forward to, excited, connect with you guys, maybe plan a trip for next March, April. That would be so exciting and give me something to look forward to.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you guys for listening. Hope you love this. Hopefully the video looks okay with my dinky light over there.
I know, I we're learning know. And I'm gonna try to get to be better.
I'm gonna try to get a different one, but yeah, love you guys so much, and I think that's a wrap.
Yeah
Okay, bye guys.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday, leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.